Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Mindset Monday Gemini meeting. This is a Zoom call that we do each and every Monday to bring people information, make them more aware of what's happening in the wonderful world of Gemini. Let me assure you, it's the right place at the right time, and you're going to be doing the right thing. It is really is exciting for me to see what's happening with Gemini and all the exciting announcements and the trip that's going on. We just made a very public announcement here. They got sent to all the people that are using the app. And even if you're not using the app, that's where the announcement is. Just exciting to tell everyone that our destination is going to be Jamaica. So anyway, you can read all about it, as they say in the newspaper. But that is going to be a trip to remember for sure. And we still have about two more weeks to qualify for that trip. So just stay at it. You can do it. We've got many people within striking distance, and we'll be reading the list of the winners of the qualifiers here toward the end of the call. But before we get to that, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome someone who's got to be a friend of mine, somebody I have an immense amount of respect for in a very short period of time, someone who is let's say the industry has been there and done that and is just showing the way for so many people with Gemini. And it, again, without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Miss Colette Twosky to the call. Colette, so welcome to the call. You look lovely as ever.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Well, Colette, we are going to have a little chat, you and I. We've already talked about this over the last week. And it's a format very similar to what we did last week, where we just have a little, again, chat, talking to a very successful leader with Gemini, such as yourself. And we're going to let you share some and impart some information on what you are doing to be so successful with Gemini. And I've got just a couple of questions here. Again, just a fireside chat, Colette, but again, thank you for joining me on the call this evening, and I'm looking forward with great anticipation to some tips from the top, as I like to say. So let's just start off, Colette, what is the overall strategy, if you will, or methodology that you're using? Let's just get into the business. You joined the company, and the next day, what did you do, and what are you doing now just to for a new person launching their Gemini business? How would you suggest they start, and what would be the kind of input you'd give them, Colette?
Thanks. I'm happy to be here. I really thought about this question, and for me, I've made it into two parts. And the first part is for the new people, because I really dug deep and I went back to when I started just over 3 years ago in network marketing. And I had kind of dabbled in it before, maybe as a glorified customer, and never took it seriously. So I'm like, we have a lot of new people to Gemini, but new people to network marketing. So I really dug deep and I thought the most important thing when you start with Gemini is to connect yourself with personal development. Okay. And the reason I say that is because this industry changed who I was 3 years ago. 3 years ago, before this, I really had a limited belief system in myself and to what I might be capable of, if that makes sense. And so it's been 3 years of journey through that, working through that, personally developing, getting rid of those I can't, I don't know hows, I don't deserve, those kind of negative things. And to do that, honestly, I was just talking to my banker today, actually, and I was telling her what 3 years with this, in this industry has done for me. And the biggest part for sure is I like who I am better today than I was 3 years ago, but it took to get there. And it takes a dedication on yourself to commit to your business. And so committing to Gemini and what you partnered with means you've got to dig through yourself and through those limiting belief systems in order to even believe that you can reach the goals you set in front of you. Okay. So for you coming in new, you're like a deer in headlight. You know that you're in the right time and the right place. You know you're in the perfect storm. I mean, hemp is the industry expected to have 700% growth in the next 2 years. 579 million people are predicted to partner with a network marketing company or a home-based business in the next 5 years. Wellness is a billion-dollar industry. So I say it all the time, you're in the perfect storm. You know, you've partnered with someone you trust that you've connected with, and you can see this. You understand that where we are today is very exciting. And from a business standpoint, this is where you want to be. Now, that being said, you've got to push those limiting belief systems behind, and you've got to change your way of thinking. The old way is gone. Believe that you can talk to people confidently, that you can share what you have, and it's okay if it's messy. It's okay if you make mistakes. That's where you grow. That's where you get better, because you can assess those outcomes and change them and tweak them. Second part of this is most definitely, for me, reaching out. I love connecting with people. And 3 years ago, I had kind of stopped doing that. I was quite comfortable going about my life politely and quietly and not really putting myself out there in front of people. But the truth is, I love people. And I believe we're all designed to be with each other, you know, in all of our differences. I think that there's huge purpose there. And even though we're all cut from, you know, different walks of life and different experiences, we all complement each other. And so the most important way that I currently work on as a strategy is always connecting with people. And I love, personally, my favorite to date is person to person. There's something about an energy when you're with someone, they can feel your emotion. And I know there is huge purpose in all the online stuff that we're doing. And we have testament to how that works. I mean, we have Europe, we have Australia, we have certain things happening with that. But, you know, just starting out, I challenge yourself to really go and reconnect, go have coffee, go start developing yourself to have the courage and confidence to speak about what you have, but also reconnect with people that you haven't talked to in a while. And then attending events. For me, the events that I'm really working with now are trade shows. Okay. So putting together a nice display, people come in and they have questions. And then, you know, connecting with these people, strangers, one-on-one, they get to feel and hear my passion, my knowledge, because I do my daily method of operations all the time. And that is a strategy you need to figure out. What are you going to do daily to be reaching the goals that you need to do? And daily method operations for me are definitely reaching out, talking to people, looking at my calendar, booking to see where my next event is that I can attach myself, not just myself, but with my teammates. My biggest part of this business too is the support that you want to offer. Now, if you're just starting out, so you don't have a team member yet, I guarantee you, you will if you commit to your business and if you work on the confidence and the verbiage. So even though you may not have a partner right now, learn everything you can about Gemini, the verbiage, the comp plan, all these things, and put yourself in front of the people that can help you learn these things. Because when you start partnering with people, you need to lead those people. You need to support and help those people. And so I take that very seriously. Like when I've committed to this, not just for me, but for everybody in and around me, around the world who ask for help or who want to know something. And so be that leader, be that person, and just have that belief in yourself that this is a business and you're committed to doing you know, a daily method of operation. And for me, like, I get to do this full time, and some of you can't yet, and that's okay. It doesn't have to be done full time. That's the beauty of this industry. But if you want to get there, you know, I had a conversation with a new partner yesterday who's working two jobs, and she wants to get there to do it full time. So she's mapping out on a piece of paper her timeline of when she would like to accomplish that. And that's a great place to start. So I hope that's a very long-winded answer to your question.
Well, no, it was a good one, though. Thank you very much. I had an Indian friend years ago, a man from India. He was very successful in the company I was with, and he did a little presentation. I'm not mocking the accent at all, please, but what he said, in order to be very, very good, first you have to be very, very bad. And I still remember that, but he was so true. It's kind of what you said, Colette. It's just, nobody woke up, as a baby or grew up probably thinking they were going to be a network marketer. I mean, my kids did and I did and so forth. But you gave people a great compilation of what it is really to get started. It's a different mindset, if you will, than what you've done before. Because it's so, have to be a self-starter. You need somebody to really help you encourage them. My recommendation is to buddy up with someone, whether that's your significant other, your spouse, and frequently it's better if it isn't your spouse or even your significant other. To me, it's someone that wants the business or the success in the business as much as you do, and you can hold each other accountable in the business. But really, we can take a long time and talk about the subtleties of what you're saying, Colette, and we will in another time. But let's move in for some specifics. What type of tools or strategies would you use when you're meeting with someone one-on-one? I mean, is there a brochure? Is it the product demo? Is it a video? What kind of tools do you use besides your own personality and your passion?
Well, definitely the app. Definitely our new whiteboard video provided by Tuck and Laura and done very well. But that app just keeps getting better and better. In there too, you're building your email list, your contact list. I mean, I use that app quite frequently, and I teach that to my new members for them to start using as well too. So it's not even so much what I'm doing, but it's what I'm teaching my team to do and duplicate. And I can't speak enough about that. But definitely, an important thing too is just building relationships on Facebook. I make sure to spend a certain amount of time each day commenting, liking on, you know, even just in my own personal friends list, reminding my friends that I'm there. I'm encouraging, I'm liking, I'm, you know, and cause then they're watching me then too. Right. So dripping on them with nothing to do with the business, just about me and, hey, you're looking great. Wow. What a great photo. Constantly, you know, we want people to be looking at us, but we've got to be looking at them and reaching them on their level too. So, you know, just daily, and it's a lot of work, but if you can structure your time correctly in a day, you can definitely sort that out. And it doesn't have to be a lot of time doing that, but if you can, you know, dedicate, you know, 20 minutes a day on whatever social media platform you're using, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest. Okay. Pinterest is huge and powerful. And there's stuff in there. I shared a video in my private group, and maybe I should share that in the Gemini Gems, but Coco has, she's a lady I met, but she has a huge information on how to use Pinterest to get, you know, 10, starting with 5, 10, 15, 20, and hundreds of leads in a week. And I mean, I haven't utilized it yet. I've just been so busy, but I'm definitely looking at that too. So all social media platforms for sure, reaching out and building relationships there. One thing I want to say too, I just kind of wrote down something that I think is very important. So like in learning and studying all there is about Gemini, doing your research, reach out, and definitely relinquish the past. And when I say relinquish, the definition of relinquish, for example, is she relinquished all her management role to become a chief executive, okay? So just changing that mindset and that profile in your mind as to what you are capable of. It's got to start with you, because how do you share And how do you reach out if you don't even believe in yourself?
Right. Very true. Very true. Colette, let me ask you this. Do you have a goal? You're a go-getter. I can tell that. Everyone that knows you can know that and can see that. Do you have a goal daily? Do you try to approach, touch a certain number of people on a daily basis? And if so, what would that be?
Yeah, I have a black book. So I keep good record. And I'm a paper girl. I'm not a PDF girl. Maybe I'll graduate there someday. But I'm a paper girl. And I most certainly do. So each week it lists the start of the week, the end of the week. And I have four. And it is my goal each week to have either a customer in there or a new partner. And I can say since August, every week I've achieved that except for 1 week. July. I've achieved those four in there full. And so those, one in play or three a day, one in play or whatever that is, I can't even think right now on that, but that is so true. So I really do. I physically write down each week. I'm going to either have four customers or partners or together in that. And, as we grow and get further and things get a little easier up here in Canada with timelines and things, I'm going to make that list 5 and 6 and 7 a week. Right. So I do, you make it realistic for yourself in the beginning. Maybe it's one. Maybe you just need to put one a week to start out. And then if you end up with 3 or 4, you can look back in the month and do an average, and that's okay too. But that I definitely set on my, I put that on myself, and I physically write the names in as I get them. And it's funny when you visualize that, it actually happens. Like, I didn't even realize till I look back in my papers, I'm like, how long have I been achieving my 3 or 4 a week? And I went back in it like to July. So I was like, oh, wow, that was awesome. You'll surprise yourself what you can do when you start visualizing and putting it on paper, what it is that you want.
Okay, I want to tap into your passion just a little bit. We did it the first 30 seconds, but have you got a favorite product that you like, Colette, or a couple of, what are the ones that really get you excited?
Remedy.
Why? Remedy. All right. Well, that's a popular one. Number one seller. And why? Why is that?
Well, see, before I joined network marketing, my passion was to help people. And so I started taking nursing classes. And I thought, I'll go work part-time nursing. I'll run my home-based business part-time, and I'll have the best of both worlds. With Remedy and with Gemini, our entire wellness line, it helps people. And with Remedy, I think what's so exciting about that for me is before we launched in April, I really did not know much about hemp oil. And the knowledge of growth I have gained since April has been exciting. I learned, we need to be lifelong learners, and we need to understand that forever we can grow and evolve and become the best version of ourselves through, one of the best ways to do that is through helping others. What this product, Remedy, can do for people, and what we've seen it doing for people, how is it going to look for you at the end of your life when you get to measure how you gave back to society? I look at that, okay, because I've experienced the loss of loved ones a few times, and I realize how short life is. And so bigger than the fact that, I get to pay my bills with this business, bigger than that, bigger than my dreams of, putting a landing strip on my back 40 so you guys can all come visit me anytime you want. Bigger than that is the ability to know that I left my mark on this world. I left a legacy for my children. I modeled as a mother direction for them. I hope to inspire them to, be excited about it. When they find something they're passionate about, to go for it. And at no cost and all costs necessary, see it through. Ride it out with all the passion that they can and all the desire and drive that they can, because we get to choose, our paths in life, and we get to decide what we want that to look like when the good Lord calls us home. And so for me, that's almost more important than anything.
Well, I agree. That's why I'm involved with network marketing. Same thing. You capitalized it pretty well there, Colette. You know, there's a lot of wealth in you, and I'd like to mine the resource. And you're a deep well. Let me just move just a little bit further on. Let's say now you have someone on, someone you've enrolled, okay? One that you just enrolled last week. What is your capsulized version, if you will, of that, what I call the onboarding process? What do you do? How do you do it to get someone off to the right start? Just a capsulized version. I mean, I know you don't say, you know, here's the book, good luck. Call me when, you know, when you're 4-star or whatever. You know, no. What do you do, Colette, to get someone off to a right start?
If I can physically possibly do it, I will be in the presence of them and do a business planning session. If I can't, we'll do it through Zoom or a phone call. But I first off start with their welcome email, which is beautifully put together by corporate. So you get a nice welcome email. It's all in there. You know, your URLs, the Go Recruit app, the download your Now wallet. But it's so funny how many people won't read that email. And so I just wait to that. This is the first thing. This welcome email has everything. And then I do that process with them of downloading all those things, looking at that, bringing them into their back office, showing them where they can, first and foremost, order their business cards. You know, claim that business with ordering a business card, you know, and going through that entire system. And then immediately I'm like, when does it work to launch you? What day this week can we do a meeting with your nearest and dearest, your friends and family? I'll come present, or someone, you know, on our team in your area, whatever, we'll arrange whatever. But your friends and your family need to know what it is that you have. And don't be afraid, because you don't have to do it alone. We're coming to do that with you. And then I also, I encourage them to make their list, because at this point their head is spinning. I know so-and-so and so-and-so, and they start to forget. I'm like, make that list. And I, you know, you hear different professional network marketers say it's not about a list. And then you hear them say it is about a list. You know what? It's honestly, it's okay to make a list. Please do that list. And I seriously meditate on that list. I visualize it. And I, you know, everybody on that list either gets moved to not now, or right now, or like you can categorize them as you go and as you get talking to bringing them to this. But those home meetings, I mean, there's power there. Don't skip that. And if you guys haven't had one yet, have one. Even if you bring a presenter on virtually through Zoom, that's okay too. You know, lots of people have smart TVs or just a TV or even a computer screen. You know, and 2 or 3 people, it's just table talk. It's an information hour. We can answer questions and we just talk about what it is that Gemini is and what it can look like for them.
Okay, one of the things you touched on, many things, in that onboarding process, that's, you mentioned it earlier, where someone, you'll get them to put on paper their why, what motivation is, pull that out of them. I can't stress that enough personally. It's why you do what you do, and you really came across extremely well just a moment ago when you were talking about your why and your purpose. To me, if you can tap into that with someone else and let them experience it and verbalize that, not just so much to you or me, but to themselves, and that man in the mirror, that woman in the mirror, that's who I talk to every morning. Is, you know, I do self-talk there because I'm. The world can be challenging, and you know, I try to align myself with people like yourself who are positive and supportive. But where I'm going with that is, a moment ago when you were talking about goals and so forth, about maybe starting off small, which I get that, maybe having realistic expectations. But to me, it needs to be in alignment with their belief and as well as their monetary goals. If someone comes to me and says, okay, I ask them, for example, real quickly, well, how much would you like to earn, you know, in the next 30 days, you know, or 60 days, whatever. What would your monthly income? Well, I'd be making about $3,000 a month in 30 days. And I say, well, okay, then how many hours are you willing to put in on a weekly basis to earn $3,000 a month? They say, well, I've about 4 hours a week. I said, really? How did, you know, you want to do the math on that? And of course, you know where I'm going here, don't you, Colette, is that some people have a great expectation of what they'd like this business to do for them, but they don't have a maybe a realistic expectation of what that amount of effort is going to be. So I'm just saying, try to get that aligned. And I know you're really good at that. You're a bottom line person, but that you would lovingly tell them, in order to make a full-time income, you're going to have to put in it's on a part-time basis, but you're going to have to put in some significant hours if you want to make those significant dollars, right?
Absolutely.
So how would you handle that? How would you have that talk?
Well, I did it this morning, actually. So people, when they first partner, you know, there's an excitement, there's a passion. They heard a great presentation. They see the vision. They understand the timing. They understand where we're at. And then they're like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, I want to make, you know, $3,000 a month in 3 months. And it's not that it's not doable. And it is definitely doable. But you're right, Jim. Business takes work. It's dedicated. It's connecting with yourself, aligning, changing your belief system, going to events. You really commit to doing a bit of a change in your life, but that's why they're here. And this is what I say. I'm like, this is why you're here, right? You're here because you're ready to do what is necessary to get to that goal. And so I tell them, I'm here to lock arms with you and help you achieve that.
Right.
And so I love the big goal setters. I don't discourage that. I believe that you are capable of achieving anything you dang well want. And the power of your mind is huge. So I don't want to take that from them. And I love that. And I say, okay, so when are we getting started? When's our first meeting? What is our next event? You know, show me that list. Let's talk daily. Let's make at least 3 or 4 phone calls a day, 3-way calls, follow-up calls, reconnection calls. And like, we lay it all out. And, you know, some people, they don't know where to start. So they're like, well, I don't know. So then I show them the compensation plan and I'm like, okay, well, the first rank is this, and this is what it takes to get there. And, you know, the second, third, and I bring them through, you know, all the way through up to, you know, where they could earn the car bonus. And then I, with them too, because they connect, your people will connect with that. So, you know, you can't just, when you sit down with someone and you want to really understand where they're at and where they want to be, and you want to be able to support that, share where you're at and where you've come from and where you want to be. And you'll connect that way. And because you are ultimately building together now. You know?
Yeah, absolutely are. Colette, I'm shocked how quickly the time has gone. Let me leave this last question with you as a parting note. Let's assume somebody is on the call tonight for the first time. They're a member. They joined. Maybe it's your new member, but whoever it is, joined the last 48 hours. Okay, so this is the first Zoom call they've heard. The first Mindset Monday. What thought would you leave with them right now? If you had to punctuate one thing to tell this brand new person from Colette to them about Gemini, the opportunity, what would you say to them tonight, Colette?
I would encourage them to capitalize in the moment today, to look to that commitment today, not tomorrow. The world is busy. It's a lifestyle now. It's not even a happening. Everybody. But you can, if you see what this can be for you, and if you or 2 weeks or even a month, whatever, if you're new to, you know, committing or recommitting to this, understand that it is such a great time, but capitalize on that. Just put your nose to the grind, dig your heels in, and start. Find who it is that you need to connect with, that you resonate with. And if you don't know who that is, phone Jay Archer, because he will point you into who, will help you. And we will all help you. But he really knows all of us best. And they really run a solid company. And I would say just get to it. That is my best advice. That's where you start. Just get started.
Seize the moment, right? Seize the moment. Capitalize on it. Colette, you're amazing. I know we could talk for an hour and you'd have a lot of information. I know everyone has benefited and been excited just as much as I have tonight. Thank you so, so much for joining us this evening. And I'm going to slide over now into one thing I really enjoy doing, just in closing the call. We're just about done here, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to list and read out once again, as I do every Monday, typically every Monday, all of those who have qualified for this amazing trip, Colette, that, and you're on that list, obviously, and we've got a new person that came on, so I'm going to do it rather quickly. We have 18 people who have to date qualified for the trip, and here they are, and actually from the top of the largest number of point earners coming down, and that is Samantha Colvin, you, Colette Sawatsky, Eva Hood, Anna Woody, Karen Woolheater, Crystal Pence, Laura Trinham, Kyle Turpin, Deborah Sweezy, Shauna Pritzler, Tuck Trinham, Tammy Flowers, Alexandra Toes, Chrissy Simmons, Jeff Jacquemine, Jalinda Grimland, Kim Pollard, and Heather Halverson. Congratulations to each and every one of you. A number of those people have achieved everything for the trip. That's double occupancy, airfare, and so forth. But the way this trip was structured, you can earn everything. And we still have 2 weeks. And you know how 2 weeks is a long time in many ways, Colette. You know, and I agree with that. People can do an amazing amount of work in 2 weeks, particularly the last 2 weeks. We've got a dozen other people that I didn't list tonight that are within striking distance of this contest, and they can do it. I know some are on your team, Colette, and some of the other team members and so forth. So do not stop. You can do it. There's going to be, I can almost guarantee you there'll be 8 more winners of this trip before that it's 2 weeks is over. And I hope you are listening tonight. Something you've heard tonight from Colette will inspire you to do just a little bit more to achieve that trip. Again, thanks everyone for joining us tonight. We've gone just about 5 minutes longer than normal, but it was well worth it. Colette, thank you so much. Have an awesome week, each and every one of you across the Gemini world. And we'll be here same time, same station next Monday for another Gemini Mindset Monday. So with that, God bless. Have an awesome week. Thanks again, Colette. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Great job.
Bye now.
Great job, Colette.